This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Today, for you vegetable gardeners who are just itching to do something in preparation for the upcoming growing season, well, here's a great option, and that is starting your own vegetable transplants. And for those earlier planted vegetables, that process should start right away. We'll talk about the steps to achieving good transplant production now. Dennis Patton has joined us, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent. This is a great activity for those who have been wanting to get after it for some time now, Dennis. And some, such as onions, should be started with some haste, should they not?
That's correct. You know, when it comes to growing your own transplants, what we tell people to do is count backwards. So think about when you would normally plant that crop out into the garden. And of course, onions are one of the earliest we plant out, you know, depending on what part of Kansas you are, sometime in mid-March. And then most of our transplants take about 6 to 8 weeks to produce a plant large enough to safely plant outside. So if we're thinking, you know, a mid-March planting for onion, that puts you back to, a mid-January, late January time to start the plant. So they have enough time to sprout, grow, develop a strong enough root system. So when you plant them outside, they can weather the weather during the gardening season.
And that goes as well for other cool season crops, right?
That's correct. I would put along with onions in there, a lot of us like to grow broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. Those are all done from transplants. Here again, those are planted mid-March, late March, depending on the part of the state you're in. And that 6 to 8 week window of time is about the same. You know, the advantage of all growing your own transplants, we might just mention, is you can find different varieties. You know, on onions, a lot of times you get the sets, and a lot of times they're just labeled yellow, red, or white, and you have no idea what variety they are. And, you know, depending on what you want to do with the onions, you know, usually the stronger the onion, usually the better the keeper it is, the longer we'll keep into the summer and fall. Usually the sweeter the onion, they say, is usually it's not quite as good a keeper. And so for those that kind of want to know what variety they're planting, then purchasing the seeds of that particular variety, getting those in the ground in your transplants, then allows you to plant exactly what you want to grow and get as the end result.
And no matter what vegetable you might be starting from seed, the quality of that seed is paramount, isn't it, Dennis?
That's correct. Seeds have to have a germination percentage. Those have to be tested every year. So when you're out buying seeds, you know, you want to look for, you know, packed for the 2022 season. Now, that doesn't mean, like most gardeners, like myself, you have a box somewhere in the house chuck full of seeds from last year, or in my case, probably from 10 years ago. You know, a lot of those seeds are still going to be good. As a general rule of thumb, you know, if they're 3 years or newer, then probably they're going to have a pretty good high germination percentage. They should still be good for replanting. You know, if you've got older seed, the thing to do with growing transplants is just plant them a little bit thicker. And then if you get a good germination, then you want to do what we call thin. So you get proper spacing so you get a nice transplant. You know, back to onions, I think you want those seedlings maybe be about every half to three quarters of an inch or so apart so they can start developing their own nice root system when you go ahead and plant them out in the garden itself. You know, it's really hard though for gardeners. A lot of gardeners do what we call thinning, because actually that means to remove, to get rid of some plants. And some gardeners just don't have that heart to remove a growing plant, especially when it looks really nice and vigorous. But it's really the best thing you can do. Make sure you get a good crop later on in the season. If they're too thick, especially with onions, we talked about those. You know, if you get onions planted too close together, you're never going to get that really nice size, you know, kind of tennis ball onion we're kind of all after. Mm-hmm. You're going to get these smaller, inferior type bulbs that just aren't quite as nice and easy to work with.
Well, those are some points from which to begin with your vegetable transplant starts from seed. Dennis, there are follow-up steps once you've established that transplant we want to get into as well, and we will save that for next time. We'll talk again next week. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Dennis Patton with us, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.